want to experience the room? My name is Wendy Parker, and I'm extending an invitation to you, dear friend, to open the door to my podcast. So come inside where it's warm, take off your coat, get comfortable, and together we will discover the spacious room.
Hey there, and welcome to this week's Spacious Room podcast. Cracked pots, holding the transcendent character of God. Why are we so afraid to show people our wounds? Probably because we don't want to feel the shame of what they will say if we opened and up and revealed our chipped jars and cracks in our pots. So we choose to keep our broken hearts under wraps because we know that the weight of other people's opinions will shatter our fragile heart completely. We believe that no one, not even God, can put a splintered heart back together again. However, maybe it's time to leave our Sunday, "I'm fine, thanks very much" masks at the door, so that the transcendent character of God can shine through our cracked pots. God knows we're all fragile, clay, earthen vessels, but he chooses to hold his transcendent character within us. 2 Corinthians 5, 7-12 tells the promise that this beautiful treasure is contained in us, cracked pots made of earth and clay, so that the transcendent character of this power will be clearly seen as coming from God and not from us. We are all cracked and we're all chipped from our afflictions on all sides, but we're not crushed. We're not crushed by them. We are bewildered at times, but we do not give in to despair. We are persecuted, but we have not been abandoned. We've been knocked down, but we are not destroyed. We always carry around in our bodies the reality of the brutal death and suffering of Jesus. As a result, his resurrection life rises and reveals its wondrous power in our bodies as well. For while we live, we are constantly handed over to death on account of Jesus, so that his life may be revealed even in our mortal bodies of flesh. So death is constantly at work in us, but life is working in you. And discomfort is the price of admission to a crucified life. And if we as believers carry around the death and suffering of Jesus, why do we try so desperately to fill up the cracks in our pots? Why do we feel we have to fix ourselves up and fix other people up before the supernatural, boundless character of God can shine out of us? Isn't that what we want? For him to leak out of our cracked pots so people see him rather than ourselves? You know, for years, I kept my wounding to myself, not wanting to speak out my afflictions because I believed that people would reject me because of all the mistakes I've made. But it's God's voice that speaks the loudest through my crackpot. It's his transcendent power that shines brightly in the fragmented brokenness of my life. The author Ann Voskamp reminds me in the pages of her book, The Broken Way, that he calls the wounded to be world changers. Just let that sink in. He calls the wounded to be world changers. Yes, I know what it feels like to be wounded over and over again by the hunter Satan. But if there's one thing I've learned over all these years, is that the more times I've been knocked down by Satan, the more times he has tried to crush me, the more times the accuser has tried to steal and kill and destroy me, and the more times he thinks he's actually won, it only reveals more cracks. More cracks in my crackpot for God's transcendent power to actually shine and leak out of me. Jesus' body was cracked, chipped, crushed, persecuted, and abandoned on the cross. However, the beautiful treasure that was the transcendent character of God shone out of his cracked pot. And it was those wounds, dear friend, that enabled Jesus to change the world. And I'll see you next week.
Thank you. Thank you for joining me today in the spacious room. I invite you to join me in my other rooms, my website, www.thebigvoiceonline.com, and my Big Voice YouTube channel. See you in the room next time.